Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today we're continuing our watch through of Echo with episode 4. And boy oh boy, I realized rewatching this episode that a bunch of things I talked about last week happened in this episode and not in last week's episode. So we'll get into that. But I guess first thoughts?
Some very interesting technology.
Yeah.
Which I think it's funny with the timing of this stuff, right? Because, you know, Apple just launched like their Vision Pro, and there's going to be some more like AI driven tech coming out. But, you know, we can see like with the stuff that Kingpin's utilizing, like how it ties into like Iron Man and like some Stark tech and things like that. It looks a bit tacky, and for me it was a bit of a distraction here and there, but I think at the same time it was still kind of cool to see, like, you know, where they're going with this. Yeah, that's the one thing I remember most about this episode that stands out, is like when you see that, it's hard to kind of like break away from those moments.
Yeah. How about you, Elisa?
I think this one was my favorite episode of the season, and a big reason for that is because we get more of a look into the relationship between Kingpin and Maya, and the dynamic that exists between them now. The technology was, I guess, a little distracting, but to me, it distracted me in the wrong way, where I was like, does this exist? Is this something you can really get? That's so cool. I don't think it does. I think that's pretend. but yeah, what we got here to me was really interesting. And since, unlike you guys, I haven't seen a whole lot of Kingpin in the MCU. I've really just seen Hawkeye. I haven't watched Daredevil yet. I feel like this was attempting to show a more, like, I guess more sensitive, almost emotional side of Kingpin. And the way that he views Maya is something that we need to talk about. So yeah, I thought this one was really good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. On that, I noticed that between this episode and the next episode, there are a couple flashbacks to the Daredevil series that I feel like, if you didn't watch that series, you would just be like, oh, this is just like a flashback for Kingpin. But having watched the Daredevil series, it's like, oh, so... Because I feel like I'm still not 100% clear on, is the Daredevil series canon or not canon? But now there are things that are happening that are like, oh, well, you're clearly pulling this from the Daredevil series, so... we're slowly solidifying that timeline. I don't know. We'll find out. But
yeah, especially with all like the Daredevil leaks that happened yesterday, like it brings up a lot of questions of like, you know, what is canon, or is there going to be some sort of shift? Like, will they pick and choose moments from the Netflix series and kind of turn that into its own story of how it will shape the direction that Kingpin is in now?
Right.
Because he's definitely different, right? We're getting a much different side of, I would say, you know, he is a pretty emotional character. It's just a little bit different because now we're dealing more with his relationship with Echo, which is in this other series, it's a whole different relationship, but he still had those moments. So I feel like they're holding true to that element of Kingpin. It's just like, what other aspects from the previous stuff is going to hold true to this?
Exactly. And yeah, and all the flashback stuff is like specifically to do with Kingpin. It doesn't have anything to do with Daredevil. So it's like, okay, I guess they could just pull like literally like lift Kingpin out of the Daredevil series and drop him in this universe and be like same backstory.
Yeah, it's, I think one thing we don't necessarily know is like how much interaction have they had?
Mm-hmm.
Like how much is Daredevil on Kingpin's mind, right? Is it like, is this my threat? Like we've got to figure out how to, like we don't really get that yet.
Right.
So I'm very curious to see like how that's all going to come together. Along with any other character, right? If we're going this route of these street soldiers, has Kingpin engaged with Spider-Man? Like,
right.
Anyone, you know, we know, like, Hawkeye. Like, so...
Right. Where's Elektra? Is she in here somewhere?
He's got to know, like, about Stark and Avengers, and, like, he's aware of all of this stuff, but...
Well, then, you know, and that's definitely something that we'll talk about in the next episode, because I feel like we're leading to some larger storylines that involve a lot more people. So it'd be interesting to see how that plays out, especially if, I mean, in this timeline, there's a bunch of main roster heroes that are no longer heroes or no longer active heroes, I guess. So is that going to be twisted to fit into Thunderbolt's Young Avengers stuff, or are they going to try to like reboot some of the bigger heroes? I don't know. But I'm definitely interested to see. For this episode, we start with a pretty dark flashback to Maya's childhood where she is trying to get ice cream, but she can't speak. So the ice cream guys are just real rude and won't give her ice cream. And then Kingpin just destroys him, and we see Maya like run over and also kick him while he's on the ground, and it's like, oh, this is like the turning point where Maya's like, violence is how I get what I want. And I feel like it's something that really built from, it's really interesting to watch the series and see how much was built in Hawkeye, when after just recently rewatching Hawkeye, Maya's not in Hawkeye that much. Like, really, it's just like the last three episodes maybe that she like shows up at least once an episode, but her story's like far removed from the main story. But watching this, you're like, oh, but you see all that groundwork being laid and those couple times you see her in Hawkeye, and it's crazy like how far it's come in just a couple episodes of this show. I feel like they're building up to another confrontation with Kingpin. You know, this episode he shows up, he's like, hey, let's have dinner. You know, Maya's really skeptical. This is where the tech part comes in. He puts the like a contact lens in one of her eyes that allows her to see sign language happening in front of him as he speaks, and then he also has like an earpiece that when she signs it translates her sign language into sound so that he can hear what she's saying, which like of the two, I think that is the most realistic for me, Like, I feel like the context that allows you to see, like, hand movements in front of somebody as they're talking, like, while cool, I don't know that that would... We're not there. We're not even close to there.
I would... Have you looked at the Apple Pro Plus, Pro, Apple Pro, man, Vision Pro? It's spectacular.
I've seen a couple things.
I think we'd be a lot closer there than you'd think. Now, the earpiece, I can agree with that. But the only thing with that is, like, you have to have the two for it to work, right? There are current earpieces that will translate. So if someone's speaking a language that's not yours, like, fluently, then it should translate it within. And I believe there's one product where it knows, it can pair if there's another one nearby, and it'll just do, like, the translation in here. So, like, that tech is, like, it's out there. But I think the gesture thing, someone's got to be working on it right now.
I mean,
after
surely,
watching this and with the Vision Pro, like, someone's got to be working.
Surely. I'm just, like, having the company I work for, we use a lot of AI stuff. Ranging from art, music, video. I just feel like it's at a place right now where it can kind of do that, but it would be nowhere near, like, trustworthy enough to mass market and be like, yes, this accurately can read, you know, can hear you saying things and then put sign language in front of you for somebody else. Because I don't know what, I don't know, I just don't even understand how the tech works. Like, it hears what you're saying and then translates it to ASL, but then I also know that, like, every country has its own sign language, so, like, would it only work here, or would it be programmed to work with sign language and all these other, I don't know.
And just also, like, the grammar of ASL is not exactly like written or spoken grammar, and so I'm not sure how it cobbles that together.
Yeah, or the names, like, I know that's a big deal
in
the community.
Yeah, they have name signs and things,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like, how does that work if it you would have to, like, pre-program it with that stuff, I guess?
You just tell it, like, this means.
It's gonna happen.
But it's definitely,
like, we will get there.
It's definitely,
it'd be amazing if it worked. That would be so cool, but.
Exactly, yeah.
Because of the show, my wife and I have decided that we want to learn. So I've been trying to learn, and the way that I learn languages is I start by learning commands for my dog so that I can, like, teach him stuff first. So
I wish, I'd stuck with it a little bit more, because it's what we did with the kids, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like teaching them, like, if they're finished, if they're done, like, they don't want anything, or if they want more, you know, a lot of the simplest things. And, like, it's really fun. Like, once they pick up on it, it's so cute and fun. And I need to learn more, either with this or another language or both.
Yeah.
So, but this is such a big part of this episode too, because, like, she's so frustrated at him. Like, there's so, and I felt like if there was anything, I felt this. I get the point of it, but I did feel like it was a bit repetitive. Like, they took on a little too much time with it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just why, you know, I've been a part of your life for so long now, and you never took the time to learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an element there. I just wish they could have added more to it to show more around, like, Kingpin, more so about, like, maybe what was he doing? Like, right. Cause Kingpin's just like, he's got a mission. All right. Like, he's always got, like, a goal he's trying to achieve, and he basically will put he's like, I will put all of my attention on this, and I will just pay people to do, like, everything else, right? That's why, like, at the earlier, we always see he has, like, a translator with him.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But what is going on in his life when he's with Echo, especially at the younger years, mm-hmm. to like put off, like, why am I not putting the time to learn how to communicate with her where I could just hire a translator? Like, what right. was so important to him during those moments? I wish they would have spent a little bit of time in that to really build out that connection, that frustration.
Right.
Is it just the like rich people syndrome? Like they are like, what? Whenever you talk about how to do things on your own.
Right. I would probably agree that was part of the route, especially with like so many of the uber wealthy series and movies we've been getting over the past couple of years. Like it just, that's just the vibe, right? It's like when you have that much money or power, like you just can pay people to do it for you.
I think that's part of it, but I also think that it's like a character trait for him where like he's using Maya. He doesn't actually care about Maya. He's using her as a tool. So like, how can he feign interest in her? Well, he's going to do that by being like, we're going to have Sunday dinners and I love you. Can you go kill this guy for me? But, you know, I'm not going to learn sign language. I don't need to speak it.
Hey, but whenever he beats up the ice cream guy, he doesn't even want her to know about it. So I think he cares about her in a way.
I think, yes, I think. And especially early on, I feel like he probably had a more like protective role for Maya. But then once he kind of like turned her into this like killing tool, I think that you kind of see it even in this, like it's like an abusive relationship, right? Like he wants her to come back. And when she doesn't come back, he pitches a fit.
But he doesn't really care.
She points out that he isolated her her whole life. And so, like, that's not cool on its own. And also, for her to go from being kind of like, I hate to call her, like, an object, but it feels like that's kind of what she was. Mm-hmm. Like, he does care about her, but kind of like the way that you would, like a toy whenever you're really little. But then eventually she becomes an asset that he cares about in a totally different way.
Right.
Which, like, I feel like they tried to kind of show that a couple times in this episode where it was like he's caring, but maybe for the wrong reason. But then also he's still Kingpin. So like when he kills the translator, that moment was like, oh, why'd he do that? And then I was like, oh, I guess because like he's Kingpin and the translator would like know things about him and Maya's relationship that he wouldn't want anyone else to know.
That was some very like House of Cards moments, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, when you're in his line of business, it's just like when you become of no value, like you're kind of done.
Yeah. And it feels like maybe protecting himself rather than like actually caring about her in any way. So it's like, yeah, she's there for this dinner where they can like chat, but in the end, he doesn't want anyone to know even like a little about something that he potentially could care about.
And that's, so, they have the moment of like, wait, I'm trying to remember if I'm skipping ahead. Now I can't remember.
So much happens in the last two episodes.
There's so much. Just the moments with his dad. Is that?
That's next episode.
Yes, next. Okay, I don't want to jump ahead.
we get this like really intense moment where she sits down to have dinner with him. She pours out the wine.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming because like, she's nervous that it's poisoned.
100%. Yeah, like,
or does she wants to make him mad?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I couldn't tell. Like, is she?
It's
got to
be
a
mixture. Has to be doing it for both reasons, right? Because like when those moments happened, I was just like, I wouldn't eat anything. I'd pour out the drink. Like
Wayne, he's being really sketchy, like closes the curtains and stuff. Like
oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy. No.
And it could have been games, right? Like, you know, right. We don't know. Like, everything could have been poisoned, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is it a game to him? Like, I don't really see him as being like that kind of villain person.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, everything probably was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, yeah, he's just like...
Because the reason he's there is to, like, get her to... Convince her to, like, come back with him, basically. Yeah, exactly. So, like, I don't think he was going to kill her, but...
Mm-hmm. Could have, like, been a sedative, though. I think he totally would have done that. Put some NyQuil on those cookies, and then she just wakes up in New York.
Right.
True. Well,
not cool cookie. It tastes so disgusting.
she successfully like navigates this dinner with him, and is able to leave. And then, basically, the next thing that happens is she's talking to her. He's just her uncle, right? Guy who owns the bowling alley. And he's like, "You need to go talk to your mom." And so she goes to talk to her mom, and she finally like. They explain a little bit more about, like, it's your ancestors. That's who you're, like, they're echoing. Your ancestors are echoing. And I was like, oh, name of the show.
Roll credits.
Right. and so we kind of get, like, a little reprieve of, like, the tenseness of every time she and Maya and Kingpin are on screen. And instead we're getting this, like, reconciliation of family, sort of. I mean, they're still like not on great terms yet, but at least like Maya speaking to her mom, right? Like she goes and has this conversation with her, whether or not at the end of the conversation she storms out or not, but she does storm out. And then basically she has to go meet Kingpin again. It's like a Kingpin sandwich for this episode, and she basically tells him like, "I'm not coming back with you." And then she leaves town, and Kingpin guys call him, and they're like, "Hey, we lost her." And then he like pitches a fit in his private jet. And so, I feel like this episode is really here to explain a little bit more, finally, about like what is actually going on with Maya's powers, and also to reinforce the. While Kingpin may seem pretty, like, with it and calculated, he also has an anger issue and just, like, freaks out. I do wish that, like, maybe we had seen him destroy something on the plane, because in the last season, or in last season, in Hawkeye, we saw him rip a car door off of a car. So the fact that in this he, like, runs into the like wall of the plane and doesn't destroy anything on the plane.
I don't know.
Kind of a little weird. Like, but also, at the same time, I'm just like, if you're in a private jet and in flight, you wouldn't want to destroy anything like that. Just no.
Yeah.
But I agree. Like, yeah, I wish, again, it's just like, I want to know more. Like what's so important to get back to New York. Like, was he truly expecting they would have Maya and they'd all be on their way? Like, why did he need to get back so quickly and not stay there
right. And
see this through, right?
Right.
It just feels like if he wanted her back in New York, he'd want her on the plane with him, right?
Right.
But we also don't know, like, I mean, I don't know if there's, like, something that will be explained later, like, oh... Like, maybe the first season of the Daredevil show, like, coincides with Echo. So, like, stuff's going on in New York while Maya is dealing with trying to escape Kingpin's clutches. So Kingpin is, like, flying to talk to Maya and then flying back to fight Daredevil. And
I doubt it, like, but I don't, you know.
The stuff that if you're kind of in the know and you've seen, definitely doesn't lead to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like either could be a really fast, really aggravating opening episode, or we're kind of getting peaked to like how it's the first season is going to end, but we don't know until we get it all.
Yeah. Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think overall, it was a good episode. I think there was lots of story that we hadn't gotten yet, that I think really sets in stone, like, Maya and Kingpin's relationship and where they're going from here. So excited to talk about the next episode, because, I mean, we're right here. One more episode left, so it's all got to climax. Or maybe they leave us all hanging, and the series is, like, open-ended, and there's going to be season two. You'll have to listen next week to find out. I don't remember our question from last week.
Well, we're bad at this.
I know.
But I'm going to keep asking questions, so you can answer us on social media if you want. But I think my question is going to be more centered around the Daredevil series now that some things have started to come out about it. But I'd like to know, what Daredevil storyline would you, as a viewer, like to see portrayed in the MCU? There's tons of storylines to choose from. There's some really cool ones. There's some kind of dumb ones. There's some middle-of-the-road ones. These are all my opinions, of course, so I'd love to hear your opinions. But let us know next week what your, or this week, I don't know. Let us know on social media what Daredevil series you would like to see in the MCU. And before I forget, exciting news. You can all see us live at the White River Fan Con Saturday, March 2nd and Sunday, March 3rd. That is in Batesville, Arkansas. Check it out, White River Fan Con. We'll be there doing something. So you'll have to come to find out. But yeah, so check us out there. And any last things before we go?
No, I think we covered everything this episode.
I didn't get to say how gross it was that they put a contact in Maya's eye against her will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I probably blocked that moment out. Yeah that was kind of cringe. Yeah.
Hideous.
Yeah. Don't try that at home.
No.
No, don't try that ever.
Ever.
All right. Well, on that note, we'll see you all next week.
Bye. Trauma, you guys.
Yeah, I think I blocked that moment out. That was rough. That was.
Oh, poor Maya. She really goes through it.
She does.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.